In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
It is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, miracle job via kingdom advancement prayers. I joined this commission on July 19, 2015. The very first time I worshiped here, I felt very much at home, and I was persuaded that it's my God-ordained place of worship. As time went on, I saw how souls were prayed for to be established. That made me realize that it was through the prayers of faithful brethren that I too was established. Then I took it upon myself to start praying for souls. This happened after my service year when I was in search of a job. Although initially I was praying for the advancement of God's kingdom, I was not as committed as when I enlisted in the prayer army. I engaged fully in God's work, and miraculously, I was invited for a job interview I didn't know when I applied for. Though a long recruitment process, God saw me through. Today, I'm currently working with one of the prominent telecommunication companies which I didn't qualify for. Indeed, Matthew 6:33 has become a reality in my life. You can do better for Jesus. Secondly, the job requires vast knowledge in computer, and I was a beginner, and my job was at stake. During the grand finale of Operation Possess the Land, I prayed to God for divine understanding, supernatural and automatic multitasking skills, and fast navigation on the computer system. Miraculously, all these were confirmed in my life a few hours after my prayers. God is indeed a sharp, sharp God. I return all the glory to Him who is a rewarder and not a user of men. You can do better for Jesus. Salil Cynthia is the testifier. Number two, supernatural turnaround via kingdom advancement endeavors. I've come to return all glory to God for His faithfulness in my family. We had our first child in 2008, and having a second became an issue. I got committed to kingdom advancement prayers, soul winning, and kingdom seed. These are a few from what the Lord has done for us. I conceived supernaturally without any medical intervention, despite series of failed fertility medications, IUIs, and IVF. Our first daughter gained secondary school admission to one of Lagos' most competitive schools on merit. I was supernaturally promoted to a senior manager level at my place of work, despite being the youngest and least qualified among many people. I thought you'd give Jesus your big hand of praise. God indeed proved to me that He doesn't call the qualified, but He qualifies the called. God blessed us with a 5-bedroom duplex in Lekki, stress-free. My husband was exempted from a mass retrenchment in his office. He was preserved and even received an award in shares. I've come to give all the glory to Him for this grace we have received in my family. To Him alone be all the glory. Odukoya O is the testifier. Would you please rise to your feet? Put your hands together for Jesus for these amazing testimonies.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift up those two hands and let everyone here together give God thanks for answered prayers this morning. Give God thanks for answered prayers this morning. Give God thanks for answered prayers this morning. Give God thanks for waking you up and making you a part of this covenant hour of prayer today. Celebrate and magnify Him. There is no one like Jesus. Give Him glory, give Him praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Refuse to be entertained by these testimonies. Be instructed by them. The righteousness of their testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Whatever he did before, he keeps doing forever. Give me understanding, I can get connected. I can realize my own change of story like they did. Refuse to be entertained by testimonies. Be instructed by them. I wasn't entertained by the testimonies of Agin. I crave for what made it happen. I wasn't entertained by Yonggi Cho's explosive church growth experience. I crave to be instructed on what brought it about. I wasn't entertained by the testimonies of Copeland, the kingdom prosperity mystery that he had. I sought to find it out. And I found it. Refuse to be entertained by testimonies. Get instructed by them. If testimonies don't move you, revelation won't. Testimony is what you can see and touch and handle. Well, you should get to a point where you call the office, please, can I have the telephone number of that testifier? I want to find out a few things from him. Not to make a jest of it, but to find out what exactly he did. So you can find out what you are not doing right. Life is a school. Only committed learners make progress in it. Life is a school. Life is a school. Only committed learners make the most of their journey. You will make the most of your journey. Can I hear your loudest amen? Your life will not lack proofs. You're not becoming more frustrating than one's life to lack proofs. Your life will not lack proofs. Now, ask him to speak to you this morning, everybody. Lift up your right hand. Jesus, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. I don't want to be an onlooker. I want to be a bona fide partaker of the blessedness of this move of the Spirit. Speak to me, Jesus. Speak to me this morning. Speak to me loud and clear. I want to hear from you. Speak to me loud and clear. I want to hear from you. Speak to me loud and clear. I want to hear from you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, thank you for waking us up again this morning. Take all the glory. Now we are out before you, waiting to receive from you. Speak to each one of us this morning and move us forward by your word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Can I have you say with me, life is a race, a marathon race. People keep dropping along the line. Help me, Jesus, not to drop off the race. The price is not determined at the beginning, not at the middle. Not one quarter to finish. The price in every race is determined at the end. Help me, Jesus, to hold on always to the end at every phase of my life. Help me to hold on to the end at every phase of my life. You write exams to pass your first degree. You have to write exams to pass your second degree. You have to face serious exam to finish your PhD. Every phase of your life must be pressed to the end before he delivers. Many have repeated this class too many times. Too many times. He said, you have gone around this mountain. Enough. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. There is no parent who is excited to find his children in the same class all the time. I mean, there is a class 3, primary school this year, next year, the year after, the year after. Kinlode is concerned. God is concerned by our being at the same spot, sir. It's time to move forward. You can only move forward by engaging with instructions that are given. Any student who will not mind what the teacher is teaching cannot change class. Can he? Any student who is busy trying to change the exam question, he will be in the same class forever. This is what to do, he said, now let us assume this is what to do. And he's answering questions of the his own questions, not the teacher's questions. Will he change class? So we move forward by engaging with instructions of the moment. We go forward by engaging with instructions of the moment. There are phases in life. There is the good phase, there's the acceptable phase, there's the perfect phase. That you may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there are many who just stop at the good phase. They have missed the phase that make news acceptable. We need to know what's happening there. They have missed the phase of exploits, the perfect. How many is good enough to have enough to eat and drink, and then when it's time you go to heaven? So that is to make God proud by demonstrating your unchecked love for him. It's another thing for God to be giving testimony of you. Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth. Name of exploit. If this ministry stopped in Kaduna, it was a good phase. But we have missed two other phases. If it stopped in Lagos, maybe acceptable. Or pre-acceptable. And then we kept following, even though it looks harsh. And then we got here, and it's becoming gradually acceptable. We are not yet near the perfect. You stop too soon. If it's to be literate, you don't have to go beyond GSS 3 for literacy to be able to read when it's not Greek. But there is more to learning than literacy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no one here will grant his destiny. Amen. So winning is warfare. And in so winning lies the star of the sons of God. Many won't fight the battle. Many fight it small and say, well, I've done my best. Remember, he that winneth souls is wise. And the wise shall inherit glory. That's okay. But they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, Daniel 12:3, and they that turn many to righteousness as these stars forever and forever. Now, if you now notice, all stars and scriptures were heavily confronted by the enemy. Think of Moses. The devil wanted all the babies born, male borns, to be killed when this star was born. God shielded him. Think of Joseph. He was at the verge of being killed by his brethren when God stepped in and said, hey, don't let us kill him. Let's sell him and make money. That's better. And let's announce that he's dead. Man, that is the custodian, the breadwinner of God's people on the earth. Every star is always confronted. You better get ready for a fight. Get ready for a fight. Get ready for a fight. And you saw Daniel. What? The first plan is let all the wise men be destroyed. God stepped in. Heavens intervened. Daniel was their rescue agent. Will Daniel escape like that? Let's make a law against his God. We know he won't agree. Then we can kill him. That's the lot of stars. So you're engaging in someone when he's being contested by the devil. Would this star emerge? No, let's stop him. So he becomes docile. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. They say pray. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pray for souls. Souls, I pray for you. It's being resisted. The rise of your star is being contested. But we are not aware of it. And when the star of stars came, his name Jesus, he said, I'm the bright and the morning star. You saw what Herod did? Come and tell me where he is so I can go and worship him. I'll kill him today, today. And angel said, don't pass through that way. Go somewhere else. He was to be destroyed. So the devil is after kingdom stars. And you have been redeemed as a star. And that is what to do for your star to emerge. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. I'm not a minister of the gospel. So what's my problem? What am I running after souls for? I wasn't called to ministry. I didn't have any mind of going to ministry in my life. When he showed me the inestimable value and blessings in pursuing after souls. I was preaching crusade at 22. To see souls saved. No single offering collected. No. You believe to have the means to do it. You believe to be able to do it. I mean. No congregation anywhere. Your star is in bringing many to righteousness. It's not me who wrote it. It's in the Bible. We all met it when we came. Don't sell off your star to the devil and to nonchalant attitude. Somebody's story is changing. So it's warfare. He does not only want to steal, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy. Stand your ground against him. Say, I would rather obey God than man. I would rather obey God than my feelings. We have a compelling mission to pull people out of darkness to light. Go to the highways and edges and compel them to come that my house may be filled. Ephesians 5:8. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk ye therefore as children of light. So we're pulling them out of darkness to light. Come over. Amen. To Jesus, the light of the world, who will turn you to a child of light. And then darkness will begin to bow at your instance. We must break the power of every satanic stronghold out to resist our convert from being established in the faith. Because they that turn many to righteousness, they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. My children, we too might travail again in birth until Christ be formed in you. Galatians 4 and verse 19. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So it's a contest, it's a conflict. We have to get the devil off their lives. Isaiah 66, verse 7 and 8. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Because when a strong man fully armed keeps his goods are at peace. But when a stronger man shall come against him, not to greet him and overcome him, he takes away the arms, the armor in which he trusts, and then let go his captives. So the strong man is on the loose. I won't let go. I won't let go. And then with the stronger one in us, we step out. No, lose him. Lose him and let him go. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. That's the only way to turn men is righteousness. It's not by waiting and waiting for it to happen. It's by stepping out to make it happen. There is Epaphras in Colossians chapter 4 verse 12. He's a member of the church. He's not a pastor. Epaphras, which is one of you. He was one of you, a servant of Christ. Saluted you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete in all. Laboring fervently in prayer. Now, every single convert and contact you pray for genuinely today, traveling with prayer of faith, will be establishing the faith. Don't forget, life is in phases. There is the good phase, there is the acceptable phase, and there is the perfect phase. May each one escape that one phase you have stood in for years by passing the ongoing exam. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. When our second son was born, and I said, Jesus, what will this child be called? Among other things, Jesus will be me. Jesus pays me. Jesus what? Pays me. We did the naming with Chin Chin. You know Chin Chin? You just take one because they don't use food to name a child, they use mouth. Jesus be me. Next time, living in the church office, but Jesus be me. You can't be laughing at us, scorn. That's your problem. You have a right to your own opinion. But Jesus be me. Amen. The choice is yours. I came down from Madagascar one day after about 7 hours of flight and hit the road to Atanaria for my outreach. I got some boys playing football and then I waited for them to round up and they came and they, oh, papa, papa, I said, come on here. minister to them at their level, led them to Christ. None of them were in church on Sunday. Amen. Jesus be meant to me. I don't know whether an Englishman has the right word for it. The best I can say is what I've said. Amen. If you know better English, you can use it. The one I know is that Jesus pays me. I'm satisfied with Jesus. He's doing me well. Jesus is doing me well. There is no soul winner that doesn't have a future. Get that right? He that winneth souls is wise, and the wise shall inherit glory. You won't see shame anymore in your life. The wise shall inherit glory. You won't see shame anymore in your life. Shame, the issue of shame is over. Whatever connotes shame in and around your life, around your children, they are gone with this season. Therefore, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God and may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Praise God. Ephesians 6:10-12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, who are out to hold them down, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, be strong in the Lord. Engage in that warfare. Don't be an onlooker. Something amazing is taking place. Don't be entertained by the happenings. Be a partaker. Be a partaker. Glory to God. Some said, I know that Papa will soon be tired of these things. I won't. You met me in it, and I'll be in it till Jesus comes. He gave me grace, so I'm just pushing. I'm enjoying myself. I'm not. There's no way I'm looking at. You know why the rich always read negative meanings to other rich people? Some sold their children for wealth. Some, because of their crave, they can sell their mother. The mother who gave birth to them, they can sell them. These are things that come your way with dignity from Jesus. By engaging the light of the world. That's why they have problem believing. You say you are at peace. Say, anybody can pretend. Because they have no peace. Anyone that hates after another God, we have their sorrows multiplied. They have no peace. Can you kill your son and have peace? His ghost will keep chasing after you. You can't. Can you be in kidnapping business and have peace? Never. No peace to the wicked. To take innocent people and be asking for money to buy them back. If you see peace, I'll tear my Bible. Where will you get it from? But look at you and me, relaxed, refreshed, fulfilled. Amen. I understand their problems. But let me tell you this. The church of Christ will be in raw command of the economy of the world before Jesus comes. That, look, all those diabolical things will lose strength. Will lose power. Their machinators will suffer shame and reproach. As for you, God will give you a new name. Thank you, Jesus. So let's get excited about the battle. It's a warm battle, but we have to fight it. The end is determined, but we have to engage with the process. Therefore, today must not pass without you engaging genuinely so, heartily so, passionately so, for all of your new converts. And the new converts of members of this church that have gone out, reaping out souls for Christ, to appear before the Lord tomorrow and be rescued from the pit and the dungeon of hell and be set free from the curses ravaging their life over the years. That's the way it works. Amen. Let's put three these three scriptures together on a straight line equation. He that winneth souls is wise. Plus, the wise shall inherit glory. Equals, they that turn many to Christ shall shine as the brightness of the firmament and as the stars forever and ever. So Proverbs 11:30 plus Proverbs 3:35 equals Daniel 12:3. So you can remove the scriptures and put the verses there. Amen. 11:30 plus 3:35 equals 1, 2, 3. Amen. And that will help you to know that there is something the devil is contesting with in your life. Don't let him have it. Your star is in it. Don't let him steal and destroy your glorious destiny in Christ. May every soul winner in all of our churches worldwide be free eternally from every issue of shame and reproach. May everyone joining this chariot this last week be free eternally from every form of shame and reproach. May everyone that is more like a proverb and a byword among men be turned to a star of honor and glory. That shall be your experience. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise. Let every star in the house give the Lord a big hand of praise. Give him the hardest hand of praise. Give Jesus the hardest hand of praise. Give Jesus the hardest hand of praise. Give Jesus the hardest hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands and ask the Lord for grace to make the most of the few days remaining for Operation Noise on the Lord's side to be over. Unusual grace to make this 1 week remaining look like 10 weeks in terms of results, in terms of impact. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. In Jesus' precious name, can I have the praise team sing this song? We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from that north to the south. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, God will surely give us the victory. Hallelujah. Are you set to sing that song?
To possess the land from pen to the sea. All the giants may be on the way to hinder. God will surely give us victory.
We are able to go up and take the country.
To possess the land from pen to the sea.
Giants may be on our way to hinder. God will surely give us victory.
Say we are able
to go up and take the country.
To possess
the land from Jordan to the sea.
Though the giants
may be on our way to hinder.
God will surely give us victory.
Righteous.
a minute. We are able to go up and take the country to possess the land from the north to the south. There is no Jordan here. Amen. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, God will surely give us the victory. So move on to the right side with God. God doesn't have an unrighteous side. You move to the right side with God. Now, let's sing that. Are you ready? Now, make sure you're on the correct songs, please.
We are able to go up and take the call to possess, to possess from the north to the south.
Declared a most fruitful day. Tomorrow, a bumper harvest Sunday. What you have never heard of or seen, we will see tomorrow. The prayer of the saints that are under the sound of my voice today will make a world of difference tomorrow. The prayer of the saints that are not able to make this service this morning will make a difference tomorrow. Every single comfort prayed for will appear tomorrow. Every single invitee called will be here tomorrow in the name of Jesus. And I decree your speedy open rewards. The tracts and flyers are out, and today the fire of God is upon them. And everyone holding any of those flyers and tracts in their homes, in their hands, the fire there will keep burning, bringing about conviction and massive gathering of souls. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice, give him thanks and praise. Lift your hand, bless his name this morning, glorify him. Thank him some more. Is he hearing your voice? We are blessing him, we are glorifying him. Speak words. Don't just mutter words. Let God hear you. Wave your hands and get excited. He's worthy of all glory and praise. He deserves all honor this morning. Thank him as one on the Lord's side. Magnify him, glorify him, celebrate him. Father, we give you glory and praise. We bless your holy name forever. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. We are reminded that our outreach materials are out, so you pick what you require and hit the harvest field. We shall return with bumper harvest. Let's share the goodness in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Be blessed. Congratulations.